Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, June 8th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Officials say the destruction of the Novokakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine poses no immediate risk to the safety of the nearby Russian-held Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. In a statement released on Tuesday, the director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, claimed the water in the reservoir that is supplying Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant has been falling throughout the day, but the facility has backup options available, and there is no short-term risk to nuclear safety and security. Grossi announced that he would lead another IAEA rotation next week to assess the situation and address the current and planned measures with the plant management. Destruction of the dam in the early hours of June 6th caused massive flooding of the Dnieper River Delta, river wetlands, estuaries, and shoreline settlements in Kherson Oblast, according to reports from the Institute of the Study of War. Addressing the UN Security Council on Tuesday, Poland's Krzysztof Szczerski condemned the dam's destruction, calling it yet another outrageous act of Russian barbarity, a grave violation of basic norms of humanitarian and environmental protection law, as well as an apparent war crime. Today is day 470 of Russia's war on Ukraine. Poland is set to shift into low gear for the rest of the week as residents enjoy an extended break from work for the Corpus Christi or Boże Ciało holiday. On Wednesday, police launched an annual road safety campaign and stepped up checks as people began heading off on vacation. Police have appealed to drivers to keep their speed down and stay alert behind the wheel, particularly in areas near the seaside and other popular resorts. City officials in Gdańsk, Gdynia, and Sopot are also reminding residents to expect temporary closures and transit detours today due to Corpus Christi processions around Trójmiasto. A traditional procession with the Blessed Sacrament will pass through the historic city center of Gdańsk following a 10 a.m. Mass this morning at the Basilica of St. Mary. Similar processions are also planned in Sopot and Gdynia. More information on events and transit changes for Boże Ciało can be found on the City of Gdańsk website. Polish foresters are appealing to the public to exercise caution and observe posted restrictions in Polish forests, as continuing hot, dry weather has put many forests at a high danger of fire risk. Marek Stasiuk, spokesman for the Regional Directorate of State Forests in Zachodnie Pomorskie, says that moisture content of the forest floor is very low, which may result in bans on entering the forest in certain regions. For the time being, there are no such bans in Poland, Stasiuk told a reporter for Radio Gdańsk, but there are forest districts where humidity of materials on the forest floor is down to 10%. These are places of potential greatest danger, he explained. We asked everyone to be careful and check on our portals whether a ban on entering the forest has been introduced in individual areas. According to weather forecasters, there will be no rainfall in Pomerania for at least another week. Polish tennis star Iga Świątek advanced to the semifinals of the French Open yesterday with a straight-set win over Coco Gauff of the United States. The Polish world number one and defending Roland Garros champion ousted the sixth-seeded American 6-4, 6-2 in their quarterfinal match in Paris on Wednesday. Świątek, who celebrated her 22nd birthday last week, will face 14th-seeded Brazilian Beatriz Haddad-Maia tomorrow at 4:15 p.m. for a place in the championship match.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny with very little chance of rain and a light breeze coming from the northeast. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday with a daytime high of 25 degrees centigrade or 77 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 13 degrees centigrade or 56 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Things are set to cool off a bit tomorrow with some cloudy skies on Saturday and a chance for some rain next week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.